What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ah, gentlemen, the Alabama Riverboat Brawl. Oh, the internet is undefeated. Man, all of those chair memes, all of the chair videos, that shit is hilarious. Now, I'm not going to play it from a racial angle like a lot of people will do. I'm going to play it simply from the asshole angle. Just like that asshole Pookie in 7-Eleven who got the brakes beat off of him. This family, they got the brakes beat off of them. And yes, they deserved every blow that came to them. Now, you got some people who solely want to focus on Granny getting the chair shot. However, I will simply say this. Why aren't you focusing on what led up to Granny getting that chair shot? Ah, see? Of course, some people on both sides of the coin are only going to look at it with their particular bias in mind. No. Now, Corey Holcomb made an excellent point when he talked about this. Basically, this is low-class individuals. What did he mean by that? People who have big money, the elites, you're never going to see them fighting like this. Now, of course, that's his thought process, and I think it's a legitimate thought process. However, what that family did, they knew they were wrong. However, one thing you have to look at, and I have to look at this from a racial lens, there is not an insignificant number of white men who feel some sort of way if a black man tells them what to do. We cannot discount that. We cannot leave that part of the conversation out, especially in southern states. Now, the man, the black man, was actually the co-captain of the ferry, of the riverboat, which, in Navy terms, that would make him the executive officer of the ship, the second in command. So many people want to say he's a security guard. No, he was not. He was actually in a position way higher than a security guard. So let's go ahead and give this man his proper title. But all in all they had to do was simply move their pontoon. They didn't want to do it. They thought to themselves, you know what? No one's going to tell us what to do. Why in the world did the first guy swing? Why? All they had to do was simply comply. Follow the instructions. There you go. However, just like 7-Eleven Pookie, they thought that they could impose their will onto him. And when he wouldn't budge, they figured, you know what? We're going to go to the fisticuffs. You see, ladies, that right there is an extremely important part of the story. When it comes to us men, there are certain times where reason cannot be reasonably employed. Yeah, the fisticuffs will ensue. Now, of course, the ladies of the event, their hands were definitely not clean. They were getting in shots too. So for all the people who would say that Granny should not have gotten that chair shot, Nah. See, Granny was throwing them hands too. Guess what? They were not expecting that wave of retribution when that ship finally parked. Oh, I'm gonna say it. Those assholes got everything that they had coming to them. They deserved to get their asses kicked. Plain and simple. Like it or not, what they did to that co-captain was wrong. They decided to mass up on him, and then after they were done, they thought they were just going to walk away off into the sunset and nobody was going to do anything to them. Going back to an old Cat Williams joke, that is the equivalent of somebody walking into a nightclub saying, fuck everybody in there, and thinking that they're going to walk away unscathed. This family thought they were going to walk away unscathed. Oh, no, 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 no. They fucked around and they found out. Yes. So much ass was whooped up and down that pier. I stood up and applauded. Yep. These assholes got exactly what they deserved. Boy, made me think of some overseas bar fights that I myself have participated in. Back in the day, hey, sailors are known for four things: cussing, drinking, fucking, and fighting. I myself have had many a bar fight in foreign ports. And the rule was simple. If one person from the ship got into a fight, everybody on Liberty in the vicinity got into a fight. So many times, so many good memories. But yeah, all in all, in my humble opinion, that family got exactly what they deserved. They got the brakes beat off of them. Hey, and for the women who were in that fight, guess what? You were not spared either. Yep. So yeah, all in all, in my humble opinion, I'm gonna reiterate, that asshole family got exactly what they deserved. They jumped him, walked away like nothing was gonna happen. When that boat came and when that boat finally docked, they didn't think anybody else from that boat was going to actually come see them. Oh, no, 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 no. They came. They saw. They stomped them out. And that was that. Hey, it is what it is. And for you women out there who honestly believe that you can stand toe-to-toe with grown-ass men, you need to understand this. When you decide to get into fisticuffs with an adult man, the power you thought you had in your femininity goes right out the window. Feminism and the idea that men will not retaliate goes out right along with it. Just like Granny found out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The other woman who got thrown into the water, they found out. Yeah. When shit goes down, ladies, you best clear the fuck out. Because if you stay around, guess what? You're going to catch them things too. Knuckle sandwiches, chair shots for everybody. It is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.